O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Matthew 16, verses 21 through 27. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to See the Light by Ben Fielding and Reuben Morgan. A lively rhythmic pattern establishes an exciting tone. The opening vocal line says, "Arise, my soul," as the melodic line ascends in an aural parallel. In this anthem, the joy of salvation and being alive in Christ is embodied in the high-energy band and jubilant vocals.
Matthew 16, verses 21 through 27. From that time, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed, and on the third day be raised. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, "Far be it from you, Lord. This shall never happen to you." But he turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a hindrance to me, for you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of man." Then Jesus told his disciples, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what shall a man give in return for his soul? For the Son of Man is going to come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and then he will repay each person according to what he has done."
Coming off of Peter's confession in the prior section, where Peter confessed that Jesus is the Messiah, the Christ, the Son of the living God, Jesus begins to show his disciples that he is a suffering servant, a Messiah who will face ridicule, rejection, persecution, suffering, and death, but will be resurrected on the third day. So what does the great Peter do? He takes aside Jesus to rebuke him and declare that everything Jesus the Messiah has said will happen, that Peter will just not let it happen. Jesus responds in a similar incredulity, admonishing Peter and declaring that Jesus will fulfill his mission as the sacrificial lamb and Messiah on earth. Then, in order to teach his disciples about the true nature of his life and ministry, Jesus provides this paradoxical choice. Either you can gain everything in this world and lose your soul to an eternity in hell, or you can give up everything in this world for the sake of Jesus and gain your soul an everlasting life. Either you can seek your earthly desires for this short temporary life, or you can deny your desires in this life, take up the cross, and follow Jesus in a life lived for him. The person who chooses the former will lose his life. The person who chooses the latter will find his life. In the words of an old preacher, you will never see a U-Haul behind a hearse. Jesus' choice that he presents to his disciples remains equally true and applicable to us today. Jesus tells us to set our minds on the things of God, not on the things of man, to choose to live for the eternity of the next life, not for this temporary life. We know this to be true in a similar way when we tell our kids or our friends to not spend their money on temporary toys or things outside of their budget, but rather to save their money, to defer gratification, to save up for that big thing in the future, like a car or a house. Jesus reminds us of this same principle on a much larger scale. So will you delay the gratification of the things of this world and fix your mind on the things of God? Will you say no to your flesh and temptation and say yes to following Jesus? Will you give up your life here and put your trust in the only one who offers you eternal life, Jesus? Will you gain the whole temporary earthly world and forfeit your eternal soul? Or will you give up this temporary life and find eternal life in Christ Jesus, trusting Jesus' gracious promise that whoever loses his life for my sake will find it? Let us resolve each day to deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow Jesus. Thank you.
Let's close now with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. This is another day, O Lord. I know not what it will bring forth, but make me ready, Lord, for whatever it may be. If I'm to stand up, help me to stand bravely. If I'm to sit still, help me to sit quietly. If I'm to lie low, help me to do it patiently. And if I'm to do nothing, let me do it gallantly. Make these words more than words, and give me the Spirit of Jesus. Amen.